This is Wade Vasky with the Chief Organizer Report. An organizer looks at the Yellow Vest movement in France. There's a lot of interest in the Yellow Vest movement in France because ACORN has an affiliate there. We're often asked what's really going on. Yoann Pinault, our head organizer and OBVA for the Alliance Citoyenne ACORN, has been following the events closely and talked to many of the participants. We ask him to write his perspectives on the current issue of social policy. I want to share his analysis, so here goes. The Yellow Vest movement has disfigured the French political left landscape since November. Starting from a protest against rising fuel taxes, the demands of the movement have rapidly widened to embrace a much wider field of discontent, ranging from social issues to democratic issues. The Yellow Vest, first and foremost, destabilized the power of President Emmanuel Macron, forced new concessions and the organization of a big debate to try to save his mandate. He also divided the French left and the traditional social movement, particularly labor unions, who have never known how to position themselves in the face of a popular mobilization that was built without them and have dithered between providing timid support and expressing frank defiance. Understanding what fueled the mobilization has been an inspiration for French organizers as well as a confirmation of what needs to be done. The Yellow Vest movement is, first of all, the awareness of a large number of people that they share similar living conditions, the same feeling of injustice and the same anger. If the increase in fuel taxes triggered the movement, it is above all the fact of seeing living conditions decline and the feeling of no longer having a hold on classic political responses to stop this downgrade, which fueled the protest. The peripheral France at the heart of the Yellow Vest movement is the discovery of a new we that existed previously in itself but not for oneself. Social networks have played a decisive role by helping to build communication between scattered people in small cities. On a smaller scale, that's what community organizers are doing every day, questioning the anger and feeling of injustice in everyday life and proposing collective actions on this basis. For a strong we to be created, we need a them to measure. The Yellow Jackets have benefited from a luxury opponent in the person of French President of the Republic. Concentrating all the powers and displaying the contempt of popular classes, Macron crystallized in his person and his government the popular anger. It's remarkable, however, to see how much the movement of the Yellow Vest is polarized vertically against the power embodied by President Macron. The movement never sought a horizontal adversary such as strangers or neighbors. There have been some racist, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic drifts in the thousands of direct actions during the movement, but they have remained marginal and have never been the essence of the mobilization. Moreover, the far right's efforts to back up the movement and grow with it has been a relative failure. Taking action together to show that the we exist and have our interests recognized and not just the interest of big business is what cemented the movement of Yellow Vest. Without a leader or long-lasting spokesperson, everyone was offered the opportunity to take ownership of the movement by carrying out the actions they wanted to do according to the modalities that suited them best: roundabout occupation, filtering barrier, blockades, rallies, demonstrations, or displaying the vest on their windshields with only the famous Yellow Vest visible to other automobile drivers. Whether or not there is a factor of disorder, this element is nevertheless fundamental to understanding the success of the movement. People mobilize because it is their actions, their slogans, and not some coming from the unions or parties which are considered too institutionalized and domesticated to put power in trouble. What is at stake is achieving dignity by taking action of one's own and on one's program. The movement was also driven by this feeling, particularly euphoric, practically euphoric, of taking action, saying, "I finally count and we can win." The majority of people do not mobilize to simply testify, but because they are convinced that acting can make a difference. Tactically, they are making sure the actions are effective enough with the cost for the participants being as low as possible. While retired people and unemployed would occupy the roundabouts the whole week, the fact that the Yellow Vest days of big action are concentrated on Saturday, not requiring the demonstrators to take expensive strike days, is symptomatic of the desire. Conversely, the repression put in place by the government with dozens of people crippled or disfigured following policemen flashball shots had significantly weakened the movement by discouraging families and many people to come to the demonstrations after the four first weekends. The weakening of the movement was also related to the significant concessions by the government. After 3 weeks of actions, blockades, and demos, Macron announced a set of decisions ranging from lower taxes on gasoline, higher pensions and poor workers' income for a total of 10 billion euros. Though widely judged insignificant, insufficient, these measures have actually been the most significant victory by any social movement in France in 15 years. By shaking up the traditional social movements with an unprecedented mobilization of people outside of any collective organization, the Yellow Vest movements have shown new inspiration on how to organize big in difficult environments. Based on the same principles that what we use in low and moderate income neighborhoods, organizing from anger, polarizing against the vertical decision makers, and executing disruptive direct actions that can be costly for them. The spontaneous and Facebook-supported dynamic of the movement still questions the possibility of accelerating and reinforcing such popular movement through our community organizations, and questions also the possibility of building on this movement to reinvigorate current mass member organizations. An organizer can't deny a focus on actual organizational resources. The lack of identified leadership in any structure in the Yellow Jackets make it challenging to survive past the momentum, just as would confront any similar movement. As spring is coming, all the French radicals are asking themselves one question. Will the considerable people power built in the French rural areas during the 2018-2019 winter be usable for the next battles to come? Good question. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.